around his little boy to fulfill this prophecy, and he is his chosen Jedi, who will bring balance to the Force, to their happiness. And they train him to the obstacles over there, and he will bring balance to the Force, and he is supposed to be a great help to the Jedi Council, bringing peace to the universe. And Obi-Wan struts into heaven and then says this amazing battle with Anakin in a tree. You know, some of us do the Jews and the emotions of the future. But you have powers for the good and peace in the universe, or for balance, as they put it. We all think in our wonderful lives, people given privilege and power for the good of others. We give them privilege and power in being used for the detriment of others. And if that person don't build it up, there is a problem with them. But your opinion should not be effectual. And some of them who are getting so many afterwards, taking the historian or writer or whatever, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Speaking of kings, the man who dominated is absolute power over the people. But we see this person who is more corrupt. And it corrupts someone absolutely. And it's used in the Roman brand. Privilege being taken, power being taken in the Roman progression. That's what this passage is about. Therefore, Peter is saying that he is remaining a symbol by his prevention of the Spirit. There were some others in church that were taking privilege, taking power, which is a wrong direction. And specifically, last week we saw that some of the issues, and maybe it's not the sexual issue, but Peter's mind is going to be ultimately, I didn't have a righteousness. Some of my righteousness being drawn by being faithful to the covenant. And when we speak about God, is righteous. God is the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, coordinated together with the Holy Trinity of God to save us, to bring us to the truth of salvation. So the Father coordinated to be free and to save us, to save us, the church. The Son coordinated governs itself. Against our punishment, and also to order us eternal life. The Spirit in this covenant doubles itself, and the Spirit in the name of the person, in the person, he doubles himself to come in time to hear the upper door, and the very person in the history of another. To give up human performance and to give up spiritual life. To count their bones, to blow out of our bonds, and to give us life that we might see in the next year of the gospel, that we might believe. And so God, in all his three purposes, the conscience, he is faithful to his covenant to else will be saved. So righteousness is a good thing, but repentance is done two ways. There are people here in Hebrew today that were affecting both of the church in the first century in Syria and in Turkey. We understand that when we see that today, first and foremost, the church starts there and then verses 1 and 2. People who are in righteousness in our own life. And in the news from the church, we see that righteousness has been taken in our own life. Problem. We see the shadows of being righteousness and the change into our own direction. And today, we see that the righteousness that we look at ourselves and we look at the shadows as a whole. Righteousness gets taken in our own direction. Righteousness at a basic level does not understand the gospel. Get taken in the wrong way and is used for harm, used as a weapon to kill. Rather than helping and embrace goodness and healing. Now, the love interconnectedness in this passage between context that Peter brings before us, and they believe that even what comes before and certainly what comes after in this letter of Romans here. Well, one of the things that Peter wants us to know, and we will ask what he talks about, how in Peter's mind is he makes the seed and knowledge of God as a big one. And it's like, it's very important for you to know and understand God, and not have a certainty of God's knowledge has been brought by those who are creating things in this letter, which has been done by the Pharisees during Jesus' day, person for me. I lost my movement in the beginning of the calmness to absorb knowledge of Him. I lost the movement. I'm lost in the sin. Problem in it. Then we add the same thing to every customer in the world of the system. I'm at your friends in the world of the system, which is those people who are going to get to the other side. That knowledge of God, that also Very eager. Yes, it's not righteousness of the man, faithfulness to God, faithfulness to the rule of law, for the man. But to those people, he reserved those laws. He reserved those to be like the question, sir, faithfulness to the moral law of God, and of the leader. If you look at the question, Jesus says this, God hates sin. God hates unrighteousness so much. And the world is making you one of his children to be a cleansing. being. For me, everything is over. For me, everything is made in that heart to be precious. It is to be more. If the baby is made, I'm not good. I am righteous. I am doing well. Ever been hurt by someone like that? Make a comment to you, revealing that you think, well, I'll take you out of my faith. Righteousness is revealed to us in verse 2-7. Let's involve in this God is here, you have a single place in the line as we're walking through it. Righteousness is coming, normal experts, that's your point, normal experts, this is culture, business. Thank you. Thank you.